Episode 5, The British Empire Strikes Back. Wolfe had the same problem in 1759 that Phipps had in 1690. Quebec had to be captured before the St. Lawrence froze over. Though the Canadians were outnumbered, the French had an advantage. They could dictate when and where the battles took place, and in the case of Montcalm, he chose not to fight more often than not. In the meantime, Montcalm's troops, however, and those pesky Canadian farm boys, slowly bled the English invaders with their hit-and-run tactics. The British had to do something to avoid the fate of Phipps. Wolfe returned to the idea of an attack at Beauport. Against the odds, he'd taken the island off the coast of Fort Louisbourg during the Siege of Louisbourg. Why couldn't he repeat this success again below the walls of Quebec? Therefore, Wolfe organized and sent a force of 4,000 British troops to Beauport. It was less an amphibious assault and more a turkey shoot. The French picked the British off before they even reached the shore. 400 English were killed in the assault, while the French lost only 70.
"When the French are in a strike," Wolfe later wrote, "they are ready to cry out in behalf of the human species. When fortune favors them, there are none more bloody, more inhuman than the French. Montcalm has changed the very nature of war and forced us, in some measure, to a deterring and dreadful vengeance."
Wolfe believed Montcalm's defense of New France a bit dishonorable, but this was the tactic that the French were employing, a waiting game. And yet, isn't the point of having walls to keep the bad guys out? Why should Montcalm come out and fight? And Wolfe, for his part, was no saint. He was prepared to burn all of New France before setting sail for England if the siege of Quebec failed. He communicated this very idea to General Amherst in a previous letter.
"If by accident in the river,"
Montcalm's burning boats,
"by the enemy's resistance,"
habitant farm boys,
"by sickness or slaughter in the army, or from any other cause, we find that Quebec is not likely to fall in our hands, I propose to set the town on fire with shells, to destroy the harvest, houses, cattle, to leave famine and desolation behind me, thereby preventing those dreadful 1990s French talk shows from hopefully ever appearing."
After the defeat at Beauport, Wolfe gave the order to set the Canadian countryside ablaze. For example, the English regular army burned 23 villages, while a detachment of American Rangers massacred and scalped the habitants. Lieutenant Malcolm Fraser of the 78th Highlanders described one scene.
"Are you on it? There were several of the enemy killed and wounded, and a few prisoners taken, all of whom the barbarous Captain Henry, who commanded a force to be butchered in a most unhuman and cruel manner. Particularly, I sent prisoners by a sergeant at the beginning of the quarter.